ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 6, chapter 7, text number 1. Pardon? Yes. Chapter number 2, the title is called Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons. Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons. As described in this chapter, after the annihilation of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha's sons and his brother Hiranyakashipu were very much aggrieved. Hiranyakashipu reacted very sinfully by trying to diminish the religious activities of people in general. However, he instructed his nephews about a history just to diminish their aggrievement. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the boar and killed Hiranyakashipu's brother, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu was very much aggrieved. In anger, he accused the Supreme Personality of Godhead of being partial to his devotees and derided the Lord's appearance as Varaha to kill his brother. He began to agitate all the demons and rakshasas and disturb the ritualistic ceremonies. All the peaceful sages and other inhabitants of earth, for want of the performance of yagya sacrifice, the demigods began wandering and seeing on earth. After finishing the ritualistic funeral ceremonies of his brother, Hiranyakashipu began speaking to his nephews, quoting from the Shastras about the truth of life. To pacify them, he spoke as follows: "My dear nephews, for heroes to die before the enemy is glorious. According to their different fruitive activities, living entities come together within this material world and are again separated by the laws of nature. We should always know, however, that the spirit soul, which is different from the body, is eternal, inadjustable, pure, all-pervading, and aware of everything. When bound by the material energy, the soul takes birth in higher or lower species of life according to variant association, and in this way receives various types of bodies in which to suffer or enjoy one's affliction by the conditions of material existence is the cause of happiness and distress. There are no other causes, and one should not be aggrieved upon seeing the superficial actions of karma." Hiranyakashipu then related a historical incident concerning a king, Suyagya, who resided in the country named Usinhara. When the king was killed, his queens, overwhelmed with grief, received instructions, which Hiranyakashipu quoted to his nephews. Hiranyakashipu related an account of a Kulinga bird pierced by the arrows of a hunter while lamenting for his wife, who had also been shot by the same hunter. By narrating these stories, Hiranyakashipu pacified his nephews and other relatives and relieved them of lamentation. Thus, having been pacified, Diti and Rusabhanu, Hiranyakasipu's mother and sister-in-law, engaged their mind in a spiritual understanding. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Uttale Srimati Gaura Govinda Swami Tinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Uttale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Satarine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayati Gri Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. So, thank you for being in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very interesting topic. Before I speak, I would like to get the blessings from all the senior devotees and from everybody else too, so I can say something meaningful. I'm not a very qualified speaker. I'm not a talker or a joker. I cannot entertain people. I'm sorry, I don't have any good qualities of that, or charismatic in any way. But just for my purification and for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, I would try to say something. So this chapter of the Hiranyaksha, the king of the demons, is a very interesting chapter because now by the mercy of Lord Krishna and by the mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas, we are about just to see two personalities side by side. One of them is Hiranyakashipu, a big powerful demon, and the other one, Prahlad Maharaj, totally, completely opposite. And what is the characteristic of a demon in a saintly person or a sadhu is just like Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, one has divine nature while the other one has a demonic nature. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. The verse is, Sri Narada Uvacha, Bratari Evam Vinihate, Harina Krodha Murtina, Hiranyakashiparajan, Parajat. Paryatapya Rusa Sucha Sri Narada Ubacha Dattarye Bambi Nihate Harina Krodha Murtina Hiranyakashipu Raja Paryatapya Rusa Sucha. Please chant. Sri Narada Uvacha Vritarye Vambinihate Harina Krodha Murtina Hiranyakashipu Raja. Sri Narada Uvacha Bratarye Vambinihate Sri Narada Uvacha Bratarye Vambinihate Harina Krodha Murtina Hiranyakashipu Raja Paryatapya Rusa Sucha. Sri Narada Uvacha Bratari Vaminihate Harina Krodha Murtina Hiranyakasipuraya Paryatapya Rusa Sucha Sri Narada Uvacha Hate Harina Krodha Murtina Hiranyakasipuraya Vishanjivasita. Matayis, please. Any one of the Matayis? Sri Narada Ubacha Bratarieva Minihate Harina Krodha Murtina Hiranyakasipuraya Paryatapya Rusasucha. Sri Narada Ubacha, Sri Narada Muni said, Bratari, when the brother, Hiranyaksha, Eva, thus, Vinihate, was killed, Harina, by Hari, Krodha Murtina, in the form of the boar, Paraha, Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu. Raja, O king, Paryatapya was afflicted. Rusa, by anger. Sucha, by grief. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Ishi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Sri Narada Muni said, my dear King Yudhishthira, when Lord Vishnu in the form of Varaha, the boar, killed Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha's brother, Hiranyakasipu was extremely angry and began to lament. Please repeat. Sri Narada Muni said, my dear King Yudhishthira, when Lord Vishnu in the form of Varaha, the boar, killed Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha's brother, Hiranyakasipu was extremely angry and began to lament. Yudhishthira had inquired from Narada Muni why Hiranyakasipu was so envious of his own son Prahlad. Narada Muni began narrating the story by explaining how Hiranyakasipu had become a staunch enemy of Lord Vishnu. So, yes, very interesting topic. King Yudhishthira is amazed. He's asking questions. How is it that Hiranyakasipu can hate such a saintly, calm, mild child in a normal condition? You know, a father loves his son, and he actually wants to the best for his son. What he actually did in his vision, in his own understanding, Hiranyakasipu wanted his son to get the best. But what was that? Because he considered him to be the expansion of his false ego. I mean, so he was trying to educate his sons in economic development, politics, and so many other things. But he was not interested. So what did Prahlad did? Prahlad actually refused to listen to or to imbibe those teachings of those so-called brahmanas. And therefore, a big frustration was in Hiranyakasipu's mind. So he became very inimical. Another question that Yudhishthira Maharaj had, how is it that he become a devotee, very attached to the Lord? And that's another interesting question, because as you might know, that as when the demons and the demigods are fighting, at one point Hiranyakashipu went to do some austerities and tapasya to gain power. His wife was pregnant. What's her name? Kayadu, the name of Hiranyakashipu's wife. And she was pregnant. So the demigods were fearful and thinking, oh, another demon is coming out of there, so we have to take care of that. But fortunately, Narada Muni came on the scene. And when Narada Muni came, said, no, please, don't do that. He says, you don't want to do that. I take care of that. So he protected her, and he preached to her. And Prahlad Maharaj heard all the instructions from Narada Muni in the womb. So this is a very instructive thing, that the saintly association, in only one moment of association of a sadhu, a saintly person, you can gain so much benefit. And also at the same time, too, the opposite is that by the association of a demoniac mentality, you can go the other way around. So therefore, Krishna very expertly, in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, is putting all these examples of Ravana and Kamsa, and then now we're listening about Hiranyakashipu. And because what do these personalities want? They want to control the world. They want to replace Krishna, in other words. So more or less, we can say that all of us, in a certain way, sometimes we have that, we're influenced because we're all born in this material world. We have those tendencies there. So by listening to the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj and the interaction and exchanges with his father, Hiranyakashipu, you find that like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there are demoniac qualities and divine qualities. So we devotees and the people in general can benefit from these great stories because we have a choice. We have a choice. We don't have any excuse because we see there is good and there is bad. In the scriptures it says, Krishna bahir mukha hoy boga vanchakare nikate stamaya tare vaya tare najapatiya dare. That as soon as one becomes inimical to Krishna and desires sense gratification, he is immediately struck down by the illusory energy of the Lord. That is a fact. So all of us in this material world want one thing, to enjoy life. Unfortunately, we do not know how to enjoy, and we concoct our own methods, and then we get entangled. So Hiranyakashipu just happens to be one of the biggest grey demons. But in general, the whole population is filled out with that. We don't want to be so rude and call everyone demons there. But we also have, the scripture says that, but we also have that influence. To the degree that we become devotees and that we follow the orders of the spiritual master, to that degree we are divine. But we also should be aware that when we hear some of those qualities that the demons have, and that I would like to read so we can just to refresh our minds on the Hiranyakashipu, just to see, as we are reading this and we hear some of these qualities, we might think, oh, I'm free from that. Oh, I still have to work on that. So please listen attentively. So, it says right here, the divine and demonian nature, chapter 16, text 4. Dampodarpo vimanascha krodha parushameva cha agyanancha vijatasya partasampadama surim. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, or sonuprita. Daivi sampad vimokshaya nirvandaya surimata nasucha sampadan daivin abhijato sipandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. Duo butas argulokes min daivasura naeva cha davo vistarasa prokta asuram partamesinu. Also no prita. In this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called divine and the other demonian. I have already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Pravritincha nevritincha janana vidurasura nasochang napipachacharo nasatyante subiriate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. Asatyana pratishtante jagadahuranishwaran aparasparasam bhutan kimanyakamahaitukam. They say that this world isn't real, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Etan dristina vastavya nastamano alpamudaya prabhavani ugra karmana sayaya jagatohita. Following the conclusion, the demonians who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engaged in a beneficial, horrible work means to destroy the world. Kamana srita duspuran dambamana madambita mohad gritvasa graham pravartante asuchivratha. Taking shelter on insatiable lust and absorbing the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac, thus illusion, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. So it goes on and on and on. You can have just an idea of how horrible it is. So these qualities of the demon are completely, we have to completely be far away from that, and for those people who have those tendencies. As far as the divine qualities are concerned, Prahlad Maharaj is totally the opposite. It's like when you talk metal and gold, black and white, day and night, totally the opposite. In the Bhagavad Gita says, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna eva cha nirmama nirahankara, nirmama nirahankara, what's the other one? Nirmama nirahankara, can't remember the other one. Anyway, it is explained that he is free from envy. He's completely free from envy. Maitra karuna eva cha. He's totally no envious, and he's kind friend to all living entities. He's peaceful, he's calm, he has no sense of proprietorship, and he is totally dedicated to the service of the Lord. This is Prahlad Maharaj. Titiksha bakarunika suhridan sarvadehinam ayata satravasanta sadavosa dubushanam. That he is always tolerant, he's compassionate, he's friend to all living entities. And we as devotees, we're actually looking for those qualities. We want to stay away from all the bad qualities, and we want to imbibe the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Because with these qualities, we can please Krishna. With these good qualities, we can help the world. With the other qualities, we destroy ourselves and we destroy other people and the world. So this is the situation of those in the demonic nature, and the destination is different. It is described also in the scriptures that when the demonic person is inflicting pain in the saintly persons, at that moment Krishna comes up. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavata varata abhitana adharmasya. What is that? Yadamanansi yamihan. So Krishna comes to this world and immediately reestablishes those principles of religion and what is that? The next verse? About the Vinasaya. Paritranaya sadunam Vinasaya cheduskritam. That he comes to give protection to his devotees and to destroy the demonic mentality. And at one time when the demigods were having a hard time And they saw that Hiranyakashipu was conquering the whole universe, the higher, middle, and lower planetary systems. They just thought, is there anything that someone can help us? So they went to see Lord Vishnu. Can you please help us? Can you do something? And the Lord said, yes, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of this. I know about this. He says, I request you just become my devotees, chant the holy name, and I will take care of this. Because that is the position of the Lord. He's always eager to help his dear devotees. And so what happens right here is that the Lord told them, don't worry, I will come. And there is one verse in the Bhagavatam that says that Yada devesu vedesu, Yada devesu vedesu, goshu vipreshu sadushu. Dharma mayi chati dvesa, he says, savai asu vinashyati. He says, as soon as a person goes against the principles of religion, he says, whoever is against the demigods, who is envious of the demigods, who are the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is envious of the Vedas, of the scriptures, who give knowledge, who is envious of the Vaishnavas, who is envious of the sadhus, the guru, and ultimately of myself, he said, then he and his civilization will be destroyed. So that's exactly what's going to happen to Hiranyakashipu. The Lord will come and put him in his right place. Therefore, the devotees of the Lord, the pure devotees of the Lord, do not want that, do not want any association with bad qualities. They want to stay away from demonic influence, and they only want Vaikuntha. They want Vaikuntha atmosphere. In the Lord Krishna in the 11th canto was explaining that that one devotee prays like this. What is that? Na paramestyan na mahendra disnyan na sarva bomam na rasadi patyan Na yoga siddhir, na bhavan savantai. What is the other one? Mayar pitam icha. Vinat mayar pitam ichati madvinasyat. He says, one who fixes consciousness on me is not interested in achieving the position of Lord Brahma or Lord Indra. He doesn't want any kingdomship in the earth planet, empire. He doesn't want any sovereignty in the lower planets. He doesn't want the eightfold perfections of mystic yoga. He doesn't want anything of this. He doesn't want liberation from birth and death. He only wants one thing from me. He wants me, he said. He only wants me. That is my dear devotee. So that's the position of Prahlad Maharaj. And the opposite, his father, he was controlling the whole universe. He was asking for immortality, which was not given to him. So, therefore, Krishna is so kind to all his creation, to all the living entities here, because we're also influenced with those qualities there. We might think sometimes, okay, I'm talking for myself, some of you are advanced, but I can see myself that when I come, even in the temple sometimes, I'm not embarrassed or shy to say, I'm just saying this for my purification, how the demonic mentality can sometimes, it shouldn't be there, but you know, just something in your mind is there that, oh my God, what is this? Krishna, please help me. Or wherever I go sometimes, if I'm not Krishna conscious, I'm not thinking about Krishna or the orders of the spiritual master, same thing, demonic mentality influenced me. And immediately, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, the difference between demon and a devotee is behavior. So we have to watch our behavior. The behavior of the devotee is that he only wants the pleasure of Krishna. He doesn't want anything for himself. He wants just the pleasure of Krishna. And that's what we want also ourselves. We are striving for that. Right now we're struggling with our senses and mind here to try to lord it over this material nature. Mamaivanso Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Manasa Stanindriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Lord Krishna says that all these living entities here in this conditional world are struggling with their senses, six senses including the mind. What do we want from this world? We want to lord it over. We want to control. We want to manipulate. And these are the tendencies of the demons. So we have to stay away from that. Anyone who has those mentality, we don't want to get close by. We only are interested in the pleasure of Krishna. And if someone is not giving pleasure to Krishna, then we don't want nothing to do with that. So, but what do we do in the meantime? We have family, we have friends, and they might not live close to us. They might not have the great fortune that we have. So we have to be kind. We don't want to deride them or your demons like that. No, we have to be compassionate and kind. And just say, I was fortunate, so I want to give the fortune to them. They're actually just, bewildered. They're just confused. They're not demons, in my estimation. I'm saying, I don't see them like that. I just see that they're just bewildered. Because, in essence, Jivera Swarupa, what is that, Jivera? Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna. It's just temporarily covered. So therefore, we, the members of the Krishna consciousness, are required to become to the standards of good behavior, good acting, and we do that by chanting the Hare Krishna and by following the instructions of the spiritual master. One important thing that Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayers later on, he was mentioning, my dear Lord, he said, due to my association with material desires constantly, one after another one, he says, I was falling down gradually in the dark world of poisonous snakes. He says, but by the mercy of your kind devotee Narada Muni, by the mercy of him, he accepted me kindly as his disciple. So please, I ask you to please, engage me in his service. Because Lord Nrisimhadeva was trying to give him, what do you want? Prahlad, what else do you want? What can I give you? And the Lord, and then Prahlad Maharaj is just saying, I just want to be a humble servant of my spiritual master. So in a similar way, we devotees, aspiring devotees, sometimes I call myself devotee, but if you look at the Shastra, I get scared. Oh my God, I'm just an aspiring devotee. I'm trying to be a devotee. So we aspiring devotees, we pray to Lord Krishna, please always keep us attached to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, so we can achieve some divine qualities, so we can help and assist our spiritual master and the parampara, so we can help this movement and to disregard any little discrepancies there that sometimes might happen due to the imperfection of our vision. So we have to be respectful to the authorities. One of the things about demoniac and divine qualities is that the saintly persons, the sadhus, they only see the good. They don't see that. And another thing is that they are obedient to the laws of God. The demoniacs, they are totally the opposite. Yashastra, what is that? Yashastra vidinutsritya vartate kamakaratha. Nasasithi navanobti nasukang naparamgati. And because they're not following instructions, they disrespect authority, then what happens? No satisfaction, no perfection, no happiness. And that's exactly what can happen to us. Sometimes, this Krishna consciousness movement has so many projects and has so many work to do, and the managers, they struggle to carry on with this. And if there's something that is not wrong, sometimes the mind goes, oh, how come this is not going right according to your vision? But actually, we should assist, we should be respectful, because otherwise the demoniac mentality is entering there. It's like you don't want to follow authority. You immediately want to reject. If there's any misunderstanding, it should be properly done, but it never deride or put down. So we should work together, and that's sadhu, saintly qualities. Thank you very much, Prabhu. I'm sorry I went over time. And All glories to Srila Prabhupada.